This is a download from the BBC. To find out more and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
This is Dan Damon with your World Update Daily Commute, recorded on Wednesday at 5:30 a.m. US East Coast time. Coming up, more than 100 strikes by Israel on Gaza, rockets... ...authority at the Vatican. In a nationally televised address in Indonesia, the world's third biggest democracy, the most populous Muslim nation, Prabowo Subianto has declared victory in the presidential elections, but also the Jakarta governor, Joko Widodo, has declared victory based on exit polls, so still no clarity there. Joining me, Elizabeth Pisani, who's written a book called Indonesia, Exploring the Improbable Nation. Just before we talk about some of the amazing stories in your book, just what's your reaction to what's been going on, this rival claim of victory?
It's been absolutely fascinating. I mean, all of the reputable exit polls show that Joko Widodo has won. His rival, Prabowo Subianto, is a old Suharto-style general who doesn't give in easily. But it's really a measure of how mature Indonesia's democracy has become in just 16 years, that this really very divisive election has gone off so peacefully. And I think that Indonesians will absolutely defend Jokowi's right to become president.
And it's a stable nation, this island nation, 13,000 islands, is it, or more? How many languages, you know, and yet it remains stable?
It's extraordinary. It's one of the most diverse nations on the planet. We've got, maybe 13,000 islands at high tide and many more than that at low tide, and over 360 ethnic groups, 700 languages. And yet it's pulled together really by a shared sense of destiny. It was originally created by the cupidity of Dutch merchants. But this latest election, I think, has shown that people do share a desire to be part of a modernizing nation that allows them to make decisions for themselves and not an old paternalistic regal system, which is what they had for the first many years of the nationhood.
Is it threatened by fundamentalism? Tell me about the Gaga monster.
Oh, for goodness sakes. The Lady Gaga tried to give a concert in Indonesia, and there was a protest by radical Muslim groups. Only after I hear from her concert promoters, they had refused to employ those same radical Muslim groups to do the security for her concerts. So a lot of the mouthy Muslim radicals are in fact reworked thugs on the old money-making model. It's a protection racket as much as anything. But of course, once you put on long white robes and grow a beard, it's much more difficult politically for the establishment to put you back in your box.
It's obviously a place that you love and you trust. This remarkable story that there you were on a bus looking for somewhere to stay, and the bus driver said, "Come and stay with me." And you kind of agreed in the end.
I did that more or less consistently for over a year, travelling around the outer islands. It's got to be the most hospitable place on earth, partly because of its history, because it's on the trading route between China and India, and it's basically been a stopping off point for merchants for millennia. People are incredibly friendly, and they really are interested in other people's lives. Greatest Muslim nation, everyone thinks, oh, closed-minded and etc. No, it's exactly the opposite. People are genuinely interested in the outside world, and including people from outside of their tiny island world. So there's a great continuity between the islands of interest in one another's cultures.
And the economy also stable?
Economy could be doing much better. Massive underinvestment in infrastructure. I mean, it's quite amazing that Indonesia, which is the world's largest island nation, has worse access to ports, the World Economic Forum says, than Botswana, than Zimbabwe, which are landlocked countries. They've relied very, very much on the natural resources, and it's an incredibly rich country and incredibly fertile, and have done very little actually to invest in the economy for the long term.
Elizabeth, thanks very much indeed. Lots of amazing stories in your book, Indonesia, Exploring the Improbable Nation. And when we get some clarity on the election result, we might ask you to come back and bring your expertise to bear on that. That's Elizabeth Pisani. A painting selected by the Society for Women...